98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
But first, I'm joined in studio, as always, by Nathan Whelan. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And Adrian Harmon of 98FM News. Adrian, hello.
Good morning.
Now, we don't often have our news team with us in studio, but breaking news overnight, the coronavirus officially in the Republic of Ireland. It's going to impact everybody, really, and sports too, which we mentioned in a minute, but just the news overnight that it's arrived on the East Coast.
Yeah, I suppose we heard last week that a woman who flew into Dublin but lives in the north, it was the first on the island to get to the illness. Now we know as of last night that a man has now contracted the virus coming from the same area in northern Italy. He is being treated in the eastern part of the country as far as we're aware. He travelled from there. That is, of course, the worst affected region in all of Europe. A lot of people coming from that region are affected. He's been treated, and health authorities say his case was found as he followed procedure. So that was anyone found to be in a high-risk area, they contact their GP and self-isolate. As far as we're aware, it's understood as well that he wasn't even feeling unwell at the time. Work now really underway to find out who the man came in contact with on his travels.
Yeah, the risk to the public overall and advice to people about, you know, washing their hands, sneezing into their elbow and stuff.
Yeah, I suppose there's more than 85,000 cases around the world at the moment, 60 countries affected. Last week, the WHO says cases in China were overtaken by those around the globe. That was for the first time. So it really seems to be escalating globally. But the health authorities here, they were expecting a case, and they say they've been putting containment plans in place. They said there's a moderate to high chance of more cases, but they are stressing of someone who's not been to the country affected, that the risk to them remains extremely low.
Now, the reason that Ireland's game against Italy is off is because Northern Italy is a very badly affected region, and the idea of 5,000 or 6,000 Italians flying here and coming in contact in a stadium with 40,000 Irish people wasn't ideal. But that's not the only event, sporting and otherwise, across Europe and the world that's in major doubt being cancelled and certainly being looked at.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see like the extra measures taken to tackle the spread here in the coming weeks. Other countries, they've put bans in place on a large scale. I know France is one of those. Switzerland last week also put in bans of over gatherings of over 1,000 people. So that's the likes of the Geneva Motor Show that seems to be cancelled now. The rugby here cancelled last week. There is talk that even the St. Patrick's Day events could be affected around the country, which would be huge here on the island of Ireland. At this stage hasn't been ruled out. Some of the measures being taken elsewhere, Britain, the British government, they've announced plans to possibly bring doctors out of retirement to help fight the virus over there. Scotland saying they're going to start screening flu patients as a precaution. A lot happening really to stem the spread of this.
Adrian, thanks a million.
No problem.
Nathan, sport overall and its importance in the context of this is being summed up very well by everybody involved, really. But apart from the Six Nations game, there's doubts over things like the Euros, which is going to be held across 12 different European cities, the Olympics coming up as well, and like loads more.
Yes, obviously you mentioned there the Euros. 4 Serie A matches were called off last weekend, which will be from the same place as 4 Euro 2020 games are scheduled to take place. 5 more Serie A games have been called off this weekend, so that puts Ireland's crucial Euro 2020 playoff against Slovakia in March in doubt. Also, in the Olympics, President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, told Japanese media, preparations continue for the games before telling athletes to continue training full steam ahead. While Peter Sherrod is the CEO of Olympic Federations Ireland, is confident the games will go ahead, but said the tournament will be scrapped if it poses a threat to health of athletes and spectators. Speaking of that, the Irish boxing team returned home from a pre-Olympic qualifier training camp in Italy amid health fears as well. Obviously, you mentioned the Six Nations, Ireland, Italy postponed. Tournament chiefs are attending a pre-scheduled World Rugby Summit in Paris on Monday to discuss the next move.
And tell me about the handshaking, which is a big tradition before most sports matches, before, you know, a golf match or a tennis match or a rugby or football or Gaelic or whatever. I saw one of the Premier League teams last night touching knuckles as opposed to shaking hands. But, like, you would think shaking hands with people is a little bit silly, given that that's the virus can be spread via, if I have it and I touch my nose or I sneeze and I shake your hand and you touch your own nose, you're putting yourself in risk.
Yes, and it's not only that. According to the Telegraph, handshaking can help spread the virus because you come in such close proximity with people that you're actually breathing in the same air that they're breathing in. If you're handshaking, according to the Telegraph, Professor John Oxford of Queen Mary University of London said handshaking pleases the virus. And they also claim that Newcastle and West Ham have banned their players from shaking hands. As you mentioned there, the possible knuckle touch is an answer to that.
Yeah, well, I know Steve Bruce, the Newcastle manager, was saying every morning when the players and the staff arrive into the training ground, they all shake hands and high five and whatever. That's all been stopped because he doesn't want it to spread across his squad and his players and his staff. So you would think that, you know, the Premier League and, for example, the FAI and the IRFU and all of these associations should actually give a directive about what the football, or the sports team, should I say, should do to try and make sure that when they are, because you think 20 fellas in a changing room, on a bus, in a team huddle, there's a lot of, you know, close contact with people, and it is something that I think they should maybe give some actual advice on. Now, two people who've been speaking about this are Andy Farrell, the Ireland rugby head coach, and Johnny Sexton, the Ireland captain, of course, after Ireland-Italy next weekend was called off. The Health Minister, Simon Harris, instructed the RFU effectively that the game couldn't take place, and Ireland had an open session at Energy Park during the week were reacting to that news.
Obviously disappointed not to play again after a loss. That's the first thing that you want to do, isn't it? You know, work out the reasons why, and then get back out there on the pitch and put those things right again. So obviously disappointed not to play, but it's the right decision, isn't it? You know, there's more important things than a game of rugby, isn't there?
Yeah, exact same as Andy. Like as players, when you play, personally, when you play bad, you want to just go and play straight away. I was almost tempted to go and try and play for Leinster tomorrow night, but the that's just how you know, there's nothing worse than a long wait now, but it is what it is. We've just got to prepare. We train hard today, and we have another big week next week, and yeah, we can get a lot, you know, fixed over the couple of weeks. We've got to look at the positives that we can have a bit of time and develop some things together now.
There's a little bit of uncertainty of what may happen because of what you read about, etc., and what's going on in the world, but I suppose first and foremost you've got to make sure that those type of things, we do the right thing as a game, really, don't we? And yeah, I suppose we definitely will do that, but as far as distractions concerned, we're training, we're rugby players, we come to work, and we try and get better.
We just would have preferred if it was just 2 weeks, but it's not, it's three, and that's the bottom line, and we just got to get over it, you know what I mean? It's a decision that obviously has been taken out of the players' hands. We play it behind closed doors if we could, but we, you know, it's not an option, and we're just going with the plan now, and we'll try and get ready for France.
We've been in for a few days this week, and that was the normal. That was the normal prep that we was going to have anyway. We have a rest over the weekend. We come back in Sunday, train Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday, and we have a long weekend off. So the key is for us is to use the time appropriately and to our advantage as well.
So, Nathan, what is the official latest on Six Nations fixtures moving forward, when the game that's being called off for Ireland might take place, and will the France match actually happen in a couple of weeks' time, which you heard Sexton and Farrell talking about there?
Yeah, the Six Nations tournament chiefs are attending a pre-scheduled World Rugby Summit in Paris. That's on Monday, and that's to discuss all plans. If the games that have been postponed will be played, when they will be played, and if Ireland's final Six Nations games, which is scheduled for Saturday the 14th of March against France in Paris, will go ahead at all.
Yes, now Ireland, of course, well beaten 24-12 by England in last weekend's game. And Johnny Sexton has been asked about the improvements his team need to make before the game against France, and then hopefully the game against Italy as well.
There's a lot. Just how one thing can have a knock-on effect, you know, when you have a plan and you don't quite get it to where you want to go, you know, what you do next. So, you know, lots of things across all the whole game, you know, across the board, really, you know, and it's tough to learn. You know, you don't want to learn those lessons because we felt we were building well, and you know, after a great performance against Wales, which we felt there was more in us, we thought we'd get that out of us, but England obviously made life more difficult for us, and we didn't adapt well enough, you know what I mean? We didn't adapt well enough early, and that's our fault as players. You know, we got to be able to change things on the run, and but we've learned that now, and hopefully we'll be better for it.
Now, Johnny Sexton didn't play great in the England match, missed, you know, a lot of opportunities for points from the boot as well, and has been criticised by several pundits, some even suggesting he shouldn't be the Ireland captain, and also been absolutely hammered on social media. He's been an absolutely unbelievable player for Ireland, and yes, he had a bad game, but some of the criticism massively over the top, really, and he's been speaking about it being water off a duck's back, really?
No, I'm my biggest critic. So I was gutted for the last 3 or 4 days. Absolutely gutted with my performance. Full of confidence going into the game. And sometimes you have one of those days where bounce for a ball that affects you and just knock on a few errors. And then happy with how I came out second half. But not a day I remember fondly, but it is what it is. I've had it throughout my career where you have one of those games every, you know, it might be a season or maybe a couple of seasons, or it could be, you know, a run of games. But it is what it is. You know, once you prepare well and, you know, have the best intentions to, you know, perform and do everything you can to perform, most of the time it happens and sometimes it doesn't. And it is what it is. I'm well used to the criticism. I've had it for my whole career. 1 week you're good, 1 week you're bad. So keep it coming.
Now, Six Nations, no games involving Ireland for the next couple of weeks anyway, before that game against France and the Italy game, which we're not sure when they'll be refixed. But Leinster are continuing to be in action, Nathan. They played on Friday night and, surprise, surprise, guess what? They won again.
They did. It was an incredible 55-19 bonus point win over Glasgow Warriors at the RDS on Friday night. It was a man of the match display by Academy lock Ryan Barrett. He notched 3 tries. Dave Kearney also touched down 3 times, with Scott Fardy and James Lowe also crossing the whitewash in the impressive win. This makes the Blues 13 wins from 13 games in the Pro 14 as their incredible one continues.
Yes, now the coach Leo Cullen and James Lowe have been reacting to that win with Leinster Rugby TV.
Really pleasing because we're up against a very good team as well in Glasgow. And they're constantly probing, looking for opportunities. I thought the intensity that we brought to the game was good, you know, and it's very, very pleasing. The focus generally was pretty good. A couple of times I thought in the second half we looked a little bit vulnerable. Glasgow exposed us a couple of times. But overall, you couldn't, we're pleased with the way the players applied themselves. It's been a nice little block of games for us. You know, three games, 3 wins, and on we go to the next challenge now.
You know, this is we came off the back of, I think, 16 games in a row, couple of weeks off, 3 games now. I mean, it's hugely important to stay on that winning road. The boys put in some shift tonight. You know, that Glasgow team, they're going to go deep in this competition, and it was just awesome to put in a performance at home that we can actually be proud of going into another break.
Now, Nathan, we're going to speak about the other provinces in action and one game off as well.
Yes, Munster recorded a 29-10 win over the Scarlets. Connacht are in South Africa for the Southern Kings today. That kicks off at 1 p.m. while Ulster's trip to Benetton was postponed due to the coronavirus outbreak.
Now, I hope we're actually on the radio, Nathan, because our red Mike Live microphone light isn't actually on. But, it's on behind me.
It's on behind you, Jamie.
It must be a bulb, because that's why I was wondering, because when we turn on our microphones here, folks, for a little bit of Secrets Radio, a little red light comes on that says On Air Mic Live, and it's not on behind Nathan's head, but it's on behind mine and I couldn't see it, so we are on.
I was at ease this whole time and I'm glad that my one was working and not your one.
Because I can press a button to actually listen to the actual radio station feed as opposed to what's in our ears, and we are on, but it's a little bit unnerving. But anyway, we're here, thank God.
We're here.
Now, Leo Cullen, the Leinster coach, has been talking as well about the moving parts with, of course, this Ireland game to be refixed, the coronavirus threat to sport in general. Of course, Leinster getting ready for more Pro 14 games, and also that massive European Champions Cup game at the Aviva Stadium at home to Saracens.
Yeah, I think the group have got themselves into a great position. In obviously the two competitions that we're in. So we know we've a home quarterfinal to look forward to against Saracens in Europe and, you know, where we sit in the league. And, you know, there's obviously a fair bit of uncertainty around at the moment. And, you know, we just need to make sure that we're certain when we go out on the field and play and do everything we can to get as many points we possibly can. So to get ourselves in the best position, because then we can easier deal with all those other distractions. So, some credit to the players. They've been good. You know, there's lots of moving parts because obviously whatever happens with the Six Nations and players coming back together, and, you know, we need to make sure we knuckle down and, you know, work very, very hard in terms of that quarter-final piece where you've got the group, two groups really coming together. And we've done it plenty of times in the past. So we've learned from some mistakes in the past, and that's important that we do that. You know, we learn from the mistakes, don't make them again. And we do everything we can because we know it's going to be a massive occasion, that quarter-final game at the Aviva, which is, you know, which I believe is pretty close to sold out already, if not sold out already. So, and, you know, they're the special days that all the players want to be involved in. So, and that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing, I think, a competitive group that all want to play in these big games coming up.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.